historic cooperation between the U.S. and Vietnam. Today, the U.S. started a cleanup effort to deal with the effects of spraying millions of gallons of the toxic defoliant known as Agent Orange over jungle areas to destroy enemy cover during the Vietnam War. In the almost 40 years since the war ended, Vietnam says several million people have been affected, with up to 150,000 children born with severe birth defects because Agent Orange seeped into the water supply.
The dioxin in the ground here is a legacy of the painful past we share. But the project we undertake here today, hand in hand with the Vietnamese, is, as Secretary Clinton said, a sign of the hopeful future we are building together.
Speaking there, that's U.S. Ambassador to Vietnam David Scheer. He was at a ceremony today in Da Nang, where all of this is being kicked off. Joining us now is Susan Hammond, director of the War Legacies Project, joins us from Chester, Vermont. Susan Hammond, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How much unfinished business do you say is here? It's more than just a cleanup that begins today, yes?
It is. Well, this is the first part of a multi-part problem. The fact that there is still dioxin in several hotspots throughout Vietnam is it's significant that the U.S. is finally getting around to helping the Vietnamese clean this dioxin up. But there's also the long-term health impacts in Vietnam that still need to be addressed.
And how would those be addressed? Separate treaties, or is that a part of this agreement? It's just in a different stage.
No. At this point, the U.S. has provided some limited funding for programs within the Da Nang area to provide services for children with disabilities, though they do not say it's directly related to Agent Orange.
How much political interest is there on Capitol Hill to pursuing programs of recompense like this? As we know, there's, a very, very strong lobby on the POW/MIA issue. I'm wondering if they go together with this or if they're opposed in some way.
Most are not opposed. There are veterans, of course, have their own issues with Agent Orange that they're lobbying Congress. But even many of the veterans are very supportive of addressing this issue in Vietnam because they're facing it themselves in their own human health and their children to some extent. We're lucky that we have the support of Senator Leahy, who is on the Appropriations Committee. He has been instrumental in ensuring that there is funding for this issue in Vietnam, including the $43 million that is needed for the cleanup in Da Nang.
Finally, if I were to go to Vietnam and travel the country, would I see signs of the Agent Orange use even today?
You would if you travel to some of the high mountain regions that are still defoliated. And, of course, you would see the children and people that the Vietnamese believe are affected by Agent Orange who are living with severe multiple disabilities. But if on the Da Nang airport yourself, you would smell the chemicals that from the two almost 3 million gallons of herbicides that were stored on the base. You can still smell that today.
Susan Hammond, director of the War Legacies Project in Chester, Vermont, talking about the beginning today of a U.S.-financed cleanup operation in cooperation with the government of Vietnam, the U.S. and Vietnam, cleaning up the Agent Orange, several million gallons of the toxic defoliant spray during the Vietnam War. Susan, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.